理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Thank you for joining us today. Today, we're going to be taking a look at the night sky in our lesson called Wonders of the Night Sky.
Hello, everyone. I'm Steve. Sometimes we don't even think about the sky, but if we find ourselves outside on a clear night and we look up, we'll see thousands and thousands of beautiful stars. We want to call your attention to those stars today in this lesson.
That's right. And it says here, get away from the city lights, right? You want to get away from the city lights and enjoy the beauty of the stars. So we invite you now to join us on page 28 in the left-hand column in line 2 for our lesson, Wonders of the Night Sky.
Wonders of the Night Sky.If you find yourself outside the city at night, look up. Away from the city lights, you can view the heavens in all their splendor. On an especially clear, dark night, about 3,000 stars are visible. Stars appear small because of their distance from Earth. Other than the sun, the closest star is 4.2 light years away.Most lie thousands of light years away. So don't let their small appearance fool you. A medium-sized star, such as the sun, is so large that a million Earths could fit inside it.
In the title here, Wonders of the Night Sky, we see the word wonders. And here, it really refers to the fact that this causes in us, when we look at the night sky, it really causes a sense of awe and amazement, doesn't it?
It does. What's in the night sky? Billions and billions of stars. And that's one reason why it produces this awe in us. We'll be looking at another reason why in a moment. But let's get into the deck right now. It says, get away from the city lights and enjoy the beauty of the stars.Now, to get away, from the city lights is difficult for many of us mm-hmm. because we do live in the city. And when someone lives in the city, it's difficult to get a nice view of the stars because the lights of the city are going up and they're reflecting off clouds. It makes it more difficult to see the stars.
That's definitely true. You don't see as many stars when you live in the city. But if you can get away from the city, get away maybe a few miles from the city, you might discover that there are a lot of stars out there, a lot that you don't even see, but a lot that you can see.
Really, really amazing. If you find yourself outside the city at night, which means away from the city, maybe if you're visiting the country and you look up at nighttime,you can see some beautiful things. Away from the city lights, you can view the heavens in all their splendor. And it really is so different between the city and the countryside. If you look up, it's just gorgeous. It's awesome, as you said, the word awe before. And it really causes you to think about how vast the universe really is.
That's right. One of my favorite places to go to see the stars actually is near the ocean. If you can get down by the beach, often it's very, very beautiful. You can see the stars so clearly. Well, in the sentence here, it says, away from the city lights, you can view the heavens in all their splendor. Notice we add an S here to the word heaven. Usually when we talk about heaven, we think about a place that maybe people will go to after they die or a place that's like paradise. But when we add an S and we say heavens, we're referring to the sky. We're referring to all of those things out there in the universe.
That's right. Heavens, which is plural, you see the S there, and that includes all the stars, the galaxies, everything in outer space, including planets. It's really amazing. Well, you can view the heavens in all their splendor. And we use this word splendor here. It's a noun, but it's referring to things that deserve praise or glory.
Okay, splendor, something that's very grand, very amazing. Well, on an especially clear, dark night, it tells us, about 3,000 stars are visible. Now, to the human eye, that's true. You can see about 3,000 stars. If we were to use special instruments, we would see that there are a lot more out there.
Okay, sometimes we say to the naked eye, which means we're not using anything to help us look into outer space. Instruments that you referred to, Vicki, could be binoculars or even a telescope if you're lucky enough to have one of those.
That's right. And we have this word visible here too, which simply means that it's able to be seen, right?
Right. Possible to see or obvious to the eye. Well, stars appear small because of their distance from the Earth. Stars we see in the night sky are really, really far away. Other than the sun, the closest star is 4.2 light years away. That's a long distance away. Now, light years is a measure of distance. It's not a measure of time. We see light year in there, we think of time, but it's actually a distance measurement.
Right, it's just the distance that light travels through empty space in a given year, 1 year time.
Well, one light year certainly is a long ways away. So this star is over four light years away. It's many, many, many kilometers away. Most stars lie thousands of light years away, even farther than our closest star. So don't let the small appearance fool you when you look up into the sky and you see all these small stars. They can be actually quite, quite big.
Actually, earlier it said other than the sun, so we get the idea that the sun is closer than the closest star, which is 4.2 light years away. The sun is a star, and it's about 93 million miles away. That's pretty amazing.
Okay, so the sun is a star, and then the next closest star is 4.2 light years away, and then all the other stars are very, very far away. Well, medium-sized stars, such as the sun, is so large that a million Earths could fit inside it. Now, the sun, remember, is just a medium-sized star. There are lots of stars out there that are large stars or huge stars, much bigger than the sun. So you can just imagine, if you can try, how many Earths could fit in those stars.
That's amazing. I know that they try to imagine or try to estimate what the size of the sun is if they were to measure it around its widest point, and they imagine that it would be around 865,000 miles at its widest point.
Wow. What amazes me, Vicki, is when I look into the night sky and I see these stars that are thousands of light years away, to think that the light that I'm seeing right now was given off by these stars hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and it's just now reaching the Earth, and I'm able to see it.
I think it's something that's very difficult for most of us to comprehend. I know for me it's something that I really can't understand, but I know that it's true, and I know that I can enjoy the stars that are out there. And I guess it is also something that often we don't think about, that the sun is really a star.
Right. I think a lot of people find enjoyment in looking at the night sky and looking at the constellations. And those are when people look at the night sky and they kind of see images in the stars and they point out the stars and they can go and find those. It's really a lot of fun for some people.
That's right. Well, students, we have more on this lesson. We're going to take a short break, though, first. Don't go away.
Approximately how old is the sun? A. 5 million years old. B. 5 billion years old. C. 5 trillion years old. Approximately how old is the sun? B. 5 billion years old. Scientists estimate that the sun is about 4.5 billion years old. Wow, that's a lot of birthdays.
Welcome back, everybody. Before the break, we were talking about stars, and there are billions and billions of stars in the sky. Now we want to take a look at galaxies. What are galaxies?
Well, we're going to find out. Join us in the right-hand column on line one as we continue our reading.
Wonders of the Night Sky. In addition to the 3,000 or so visible stars, the Milky Way galaxy contains another 200 to 400 billion stars. The Milky Way galaxy appears as a pale, hazy band that stretches across the sky. Scientists estimate 100 to 500 billion more galaxies lie beyond the Milky Way. The potential number of stars in the universe far surpasses the amount of sand on the Earth. Gazing upon the majestic night sky really does make one realize just how infinite the universe is.
Well, before the break, we talked about the fact that if you were to get away from the city and look up into the sky at night, you might be able to see more than 3,000 stars. That 3,000 stars or so might be visible
to the naked eye. Well, we know that there are thousands and billions of stars. The author says in addition to the 3,000 or so that we can see, the Milky Way galaxy contains another 200 to 400 billion stars. The Milky Way galaxy, that's just one of many galaxies. So this is really hard to comprehend. It's really hard to understand. But just the fact that there are billions of galaxies, billions of stars, it's really awe-inspiring.
We call it this one the Milky Way. The one that we're in, right, this galaxy that we live in, is considered the Milky Way. It's also considered a candy bar, isn't it?
It is. It's a very yummy candy bar. Well, the Milky Way, they use the word milky to describe this galaxy because if you were to look into the night sky, it looks kind of white or pale and hazy. It kind of looks like a glass of milk spilt in the sky, and it's just pouring over the night sky a little bit. You see that effect. That's why they use the word milky.
Okay, and we go back here for a moment to this word galaxy. A galaxy contains millions of stars, but it also contains other things like dust and gases and things like that. But there are a lot of different galaxies out there.
Well, it is this galaxy that we live in called the Milky Way galaxy that appears as a pale, hazy band that stretches across the sky. Now, hazy gives that idea that it is cloudy or a bit pale, a bit milky, if you will. That's what we mean when we say hazy.
Sometimes we talk about a hazy day, right? When the sky or the air is not very clear, we might call it hazy. It's just not very clear. So here we're talking about this hazy band that stretches across the sky. It doesn't stand out really sharply or very clearly, but it's in a sense, it's still obvious, isn't it?
It is. Well, we want to take a look at this word hazy in today's word skit.
Okay, Harry, you're on.
Hi, I'm Harry the Weatherman. Welcome to Channel 4 Weather. Tonight, you can see that the weather is hazy all around the city. It's hazy up north, it's hazy down south, it's hazy east and west. It's not very clear. You can't see very much. That's right, folks. The weather is hazy. I'm sorry you won't be able to go to the beach tomorrow because it's going to be hazy.
Hey, Harry. I'm sorry, but we have to do this again. Something's wrong with the weather map. You can't see things clearly.
Well, that's right. I told you. It's hazy.
Oh, hazy.
Okay, this word hazy again just means it's not very clear. Sometimes you might even hear a weatherman say it's going to be sunny but hazy today.
Moving along on line 5, we see that scientists estimate 100 to 500 billion more galaxies lie beyond the Milky Way. Now, remember, the Milky Way is the galaxy we live in, but there are actually billions and billions more that lie beyond, that are further away, that are outside of the Milky Way galaxy.
This is amazing. It's beyond our comprehension, as I said. It says the potential number of stars in the universe far surpasses the amount of sand on the Earth. Now, it's impossible to count the sand on the Earth. And I guess when we look up at the night sky, we just see maybe 3,000 or so stars, so we've never really thought about it like this, but this is amazing.
It is amazing to think that if you could count all the sand and all the beaches of the earth going around to all the oceans, and it's just, I can't comprehend it. There are that many stars and more in the night sky.
Incredible. Well, gazing upon the majestic night sky really does make one realize just how infinite the universe is. So gazing, as we gaze out, gives us the idea that you're really looking out there. You're really focusing on the things out in the night sky.
You're looking at something intently for the purpose maybe of studying it or appreciating it. Now, we can look at the night sky and then understand more just how infinite the universe is. When something is infinite, it means it has no limit.
That's right. The opposite of infinite is finite, so that means there is a limit. But when we say something is infinite, we really mean that there is no way that you, there's an end, there's no end to something.
That's a good way to put it, Vicki. Let's jump back to line 8 for a moment and look at the word surpasses. We may have seen this word before. It means to go beyond. And the author says, the amount of stars in the universe far surpasses, not just a little, but a lot. The number of stars surpass the amount of sand on the earth.
Again, this is so hard to comprehend because if you just take a handful of sand, you can almost not count that, right? So
there's
it's
no
hard
way
to imagine, right? Well, it goes on to say, gazing upon the majestic night sky really does make one realize just how infinite the universe is. Let's look at the first part of that sentence again. We've talked about it a little bit, but majestic here just seems, makes us think of something so grand, so awesome again, that it brings wonder into your heart.
Right, and there's the title right there, Wonders of the Night Sky. It means wonderful, majestic. And so I think the author is trying to say that in a different way. It really is beautiful.
You know, when we look out at the stars, sometimes it seems that some are much larger than others, right? Is it because of the distance?
Well, that's true, Vicki. We do look into the night sky, and some stars do appear bigger than others. One reason for that is, of course, the distance away. Some stars are closer than others, but also stars, as we have learned, are different sizes. Mm-hmm. There are what we call dwarf stars, which means very, very small. Mm-hmm. And then there are gigantic stars, too.
That's very true. And I understand it's also the temperature that has something to do with it. Some stars appear very bright. Others appear almost blue. So a lot has to do with the temperature as well. Well, Steve, I don't know about you, but when I was a little girl, I didn't think much about all of this. I know that a lot of little guys, they like to get a telescope out and spend a lot of time looking at the stars. Did you do that?
I did a little bit. I had some interest in that, and I think my father helped cultivate that interest in me. He has a deep love for looking into the night sky, and he helped me pick out certain stars and certain constellations, and I really enjoy that.
So you could name the different things out there in the universe?
I could name a few things, but not a lot.
It always impresses me when I talk to a little kid and they seem to know all the names of these different galaxies and different planets, because that's something that I never learned.
It's interesting. Some cultures have different names for the same stars, and it's fun to learn what they call the same constellation that you grew up knowing as a different thing.
Okay. Well, students, it's time for us to review our lesson right now. We hope you'll join us for this.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken.
I'm Rachel. So what do you think about today's lesson, Ken?
I think it's amazing how infinite our universe is.
I agree. It sure makes me realize how finite I am.
Finite? Is that the opposite of infinite?
Yes, it is. Although the pronunciation is a bit different. Finite. Something that is finite is limited, restricted, or bound by something.
Infinite 是无限的, the infinite universe, 无垠的宇宙. Infinite 的反义词呢, 是 finite, F-I-N-I-T-E, 注意它的发音, finite. Finite 是有限, 受限制的. So is a finite person also considered a mortal?
Yes, a mortal is someone who is subject to death. We are all mortal human beings. Sometimes writers will refer to humans as mere mortals, and that simply means that we are finite.
So if you ask me if I can run for 50 kilometers, I might say, No way. I'm only a mere mortal.
Good example, Ken. And the opposite of mortal is immortal, which means not subject to death or never forgotten.
Mortal 当形容词用是会死亡的。因为人类都会死亡，所以 mortal 当名词也可以指人类。Mere mortals 就是凡人。Mortal 的反义词呢是 immortal, 不死的，不朽的。
And now let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们来看 visible 这个形容词。注意 S 在这里是发 Z 的音，念成 visible。V-I-S 这个字根有看见的意思，所以 visible 是指看得见的，或者是肉眼可见的。例如 The writing on the manuscripts was barely visible. 手稿上的字迹几乎无法辨识。或者是 The building became visible after the fog cleared. 雾消失之后就可以看到这栋建筑了。Visible 的反义字是字首加上 I-N, 变成 invisible, 意思是看不见的。继续我们看的是 hazy 这个形容词。hazy 是指蒙上一层雾的、模糊的或者是朦胧的。例如 ,we couldn't see the tree ahead of us because it was so hazy. 我们没有看到前方的树因为雾气太重了。或者是 ,she only has hazy memories left of her childhood. 她对她的童年只有剩下模糊的记忆。最后我们看的是infinite 这个形容词，注意它的重音在第一音节，念成 infinite。in 这个字首是指没有 ，fin 这个字根是指结束，所以 infinite 没有结束，就是指无限的、无穷的，或者是广大无边的。例如 ，an infinite number 一个无限大的数字，或者是 infinite patience 无尽的耐心。And with our infinite enthusiasm, let's go to the word bank.
Splendor. The tourist admired the splendor of the castle and its history. Visible. Is the Taipei 101 visible from places outside of Taipei? Light year. A light year is the distance light travels in 1 year.Galaxy. The galaxy we live in is called the Milky Way. Hazy. The air is hazy, so you can't see many buildings very clearly. Infinite. Time in heaven is infinite. It never ends.
Wonders of the Night Sky. If you find yourself outside the city at night, look up. Away from the city lights, you can view the heavens in all their splendor. On an especially clear, dark night, about 3,000 stars are visible. Stars appear small because of their distance from Earth. Other than the sun,The closest star is 4.2 light years away. Most lie thousands of light years away. So don't let their small appearance fool you. A medium-sized star, such as the sun, is so large that a million Earths could fit inside it. In addition to the 3,000 or so visible stars, the Milky Way galaxy contains another 200 to 400 billion stars. The Milky Way galaxy appears as a pale, hazy band that stretches across the sky. Scientists estimate 100 to 500 billion more galaxies lie beyond the Milky Way. The potential number of stars in the universe far surpasses the amount of sand on the Earth. Gazing upon the majestic night sky,really does make one realize just how infinite the universe is.
Well, students, before we go, let's take a look at our key points from this lesson. The first one is the Milky Way galaxy contains 200 to 400 billion stars, and about 3,000 of these stars are visible in our night sky.
The second key point is that the universe contains billions of galaxies and a countless number of stars. Well, I hope that you take time tonight if you have a chance to look up into the night sky. That's all the time we have right now. Please join us again next time for another lesson here at Studio Classroom Online.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, friends.